The plan would bar public employee unions from collectively bargaining their health care, pensions, or working conditions. Wage increases could not exceed a cap based on the Consumer Price Index. The move would clear the way for the governor to require all state workers to pay the full employee share of their pensions and contribute more for their health care. Republican Senate Budget Committee co-chair Alberta Darling supports it.
I know that many of the superintendents around the state would agree that a lot of what's considered mandatory issues for negotiation contribute to the cost to do business in schools and in municipalities, and that goes on either the property tax bill or takes money out of the classroom.
The plan would outlaw mandatory union dues for public workers. State employees could be fired if they miss work for 3 days without approval. Home health care workers and university employees would be stripped of their union rights. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Mark Miller called it a full-on assault of public employees.
This is a very disrespectful, misguided, and radical plan to strip workers of the rights to bargain the conditions of their employment. And I believe, given the way that this was addressed, without contacting any of public employees' representatives, it is a harbinger.
The move would exclude public safety workers like police and firefighters, but would still include corrections officers. Walker will likely ask the legislature to pass the plan early next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.